something that irks him and irks so many Canadians about the fact that the president continues to talk about the 51st state, and he explains why that will never happen. Listen.
I've been clear. Personally, I've been clear. The ministers behind me, I think, to an individual, when asked, have been clear that we will never, ever, in any way, shape, or form, be part of the United States. America is not Canada. Look at the ceremony we just had. You could not have had that ceremony. You would not have that ceremony in America. Look at the cabinet behind me. You would not have that cabinet in America. You do not have that cabinet in America. We are very fundamentally different country.
Yeah, Brownie, before that, he actually said the words, in terms of Canada becoming the 51st state, it's crazy. His point is crazy. That's it. Now, part of this is obviously due to the fact that we are likely to be in an election campaign in Canada within the next few days. And this is really him standing up for nationalism, something that is definitely popular in Canada right now. But Brianna, you'll forgive the entire election campaign, because some days it will seem as if everyone is campaigning against U.S. President Donald Trump and not against each other, the politicians that will be running within just a few days.
Yeah, that's certainly the case. So he is now the first unelected prime minister in more than 40 years. That means he's not technically a part of parliament. For those who are not intimately familiar with the Canadian political process, how does that impact his duties and how he can carry them out as prime minister?
It doesn't affect his duties at all, but we always revolve around this word mandate. What does mandate mean? It means you want the people to elect you so that you have the full power, the full backing of the Canadian people. And whether you're in the Oval Office or anywhere else, you go there knowing that Canadians elected you. And that's why we will likely have an election campaign in Canada in the next few days. As I said, his style completely different. We did notice in the press conference, and he has been this way before. He can get a bit brittle and a bit short with questions. It'll be interesting to see how he campaigns and the pivot that he does make. As you said, from being a rookie politician, he is going to have to study up pretty quickly.
Yeah, can't be brittle in politics. Paula Newton, thank you so much for that report.
We asked parents who adopted teens to share their journey.
I think my biggest challenge was getting through to him to understand that love is real, and you have goals in mind, you have things that want to happen, and I want to help you get there.
Sometimes people tend to shy away from wanting to adopt teenagers because they feel like they've lost so much, but there's still so much to gain.
Just knowing that there's just that other person that cares and loves me out there, it feels great. And they've done so much for me, and I can only be appreciative every single day for just having them in my life.
I think it's been the best decision because I gained a son, and he's the best son ever. If I was down and out, he'd be there.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to learn more.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us. We work around it and we live around it every day. And we just become desensitized to what's around us.
We go through safety training and, you know, we try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen. But you just never know.
There are so many farmers that I think take for granted all of the underground utilities that are there.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
I mean, we kind of know what's out here, but all at the same time, you just always call.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Whether you're installing drain tile or doing any sort of digging, always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked and have the depth confirmed. That's farming with care. But if a line does get damaged, go somewhere safe and call 911.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
be concerned with your health and the new USDA organic product standards, WRCT Pittsburgh would like to inform you that all RDJs are genetically modified to bring you the best music.
Toute cette histoire est bien ancrée dans ma mémoire. Si quelqu'un vient s'en mêler, je crois qu'il lui craint.
Quoi? De texto pidiéndome que apruebe una transferencia bancaria que no realicé. Seguramente tú también recibes mensajes como este. Gran parte de nuestras vidas está en internet, desde el correo electrónico hasta la cuenta bancaria. A fin de asegurarme que mi información estaba protegida, visité el sitio web Secure Our World de CESA para aprender pasos sencillos para mantenerme segura en línea. Ahora sé cómo protegerme de los estafadores y tú también puedes aprender. Dirígete a CESA en cisa.gov/secureourworld para más consejos.
Bye. my life, and I don't wanna lose you. I don't wanna lose you, my love. I don't wanna lose you. You are the love of my life, and I don't wanna lose you. 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 My heart's bleeding without your smile.
Yeah. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour. 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Roosevelt Sykes on piano, talking about his funky side. Kerry Robinson will join us as well. If you don't know Kerry, well, she was a performer on Maxwell Street on the south side of Chicago. We'll hear from her from back in the 1960s. And right about the same time, we'll hear from a legend of the Delta Blues, Mr. Son House, with his classic Motherless Children. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to kick things off with Boo Boo Davis from a black and tan release called Can Man. Here he is with Headache. Boo Boo Davis here on the Deep Blues Hour.
need some matching dog that can relieve this pain. I don't want you to worry, babe. I don't want you to worry at all. I don't want you to worry, babe. I don't want you to worry at all. I don't want you to worry at all.
WRCT is supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website, spackbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Been gone. Yeah, kitty, kitty. kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Come on to me, kitty, kitty. I ain't had no love since you've been gone. Come on, kitty. Come on home, kitty, kitty, kitty. Come on home to daddy. Come on home to this old Tom. Old Tom ain't had no love since you've been gone. Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Mr. Cedric Burnside and Lightnin' Malcolm from their 2008 Delta Groove release called Two Man Wrecking Crew. Really excellent release there from Cedric and Lightnin'. That was called Nobody Else. Plus, we heard from Big Jack Johnson, one third of the Jelly Roll Kings, from his release entitled Roots Stew. That was Too Many Rats from Big Jack Johnson. Chop Shop, it's confusing sound for a confusing time, and it's Saturday night from 5 p.m. It's time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. And if someone in your home swallows something that might be poisonous, or you think that they took too much of something that might hurt them, well, what do? Call your local poison center at 1-800-222-1222. It'll connect you to the poison center serving your area. Did you memorize that? It's 1-800-222-1222. A public service message from WRCT and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. We're going to hear next from T-Bone Walker out in California. Here he is with You're My Best Poker Hand from 1949. T-Bone here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I've got a five-card hand and I don't know how to play. I need a queen like you to make my hand okay. The kid drew aces and stacked them back to back. The kid drew aces and stacked them back to back. I looked at my hand and not a smile did I crack. Drawed one card. When the deal goes down, I've only drawed one card. And if you play poker, you know that sure is hard. The kid spread his hand and then began to blush. The kid spread his hand and then began to blush. But his face turned pale when he saw my queen high flying.
I'm going to do a piece that I wrote celebrating James Booker as a New Orleans pianist, and it's entitled Dr. James. Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Joe, and you're listening to The Garage Radio. Thanks for joining me. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Well, spring has sprung, and you can